under the Geneva deal between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, Western countries have agreed to ease sanctions on Iran in response to Tehran's confidence-building move to continue its nuclear energy program at a lower level. But there are different accounts of the exact timing of the partial sanctions removal. The US says Iran will see up to $7 billion worth of its frozen assets unblocked. Out of this amount, Washington is expected to unfreeze some $4.2 billion in oil revenue frozen in foreign banks. But some remaining $4 billion of Iran's oil export money will remain frozen. This is the amount Iran obtained through selling its oil under US and EU sanctions imposed in early 2012. Iran could also access another $400 million for educational purposes, such as the transfer of university tuition fees. France's Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius says this could happen in December, but British Foreign Secretary William Hague, as well as the spokesman for the EU's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, say they expect the sanctions easing to be completed in January. Hamid Reza Emadi, Press TV's newsroom director, is with us now live from Tehran. Mr. Emadi, for those of our viewers who are not familiar maybe with the text of this deal, what does the text say exactly about the timing of this sanctions relief, and why are we hearing these conflicting reports, do you think?
Well, here is the problem. The text doesn't say anything about it. And a lot of Iranians are asking a simple question right now. Why is it that the other side, the P5 plus one side, is not telling the Iranians when exactly the lifting of the sanctions starts? Iranians are waiting for this moment to hear from them exactly what is happening. We don't know that. It remains unclear up until this moment. Let me tell you about the sanctions themselves. The sanctions are illegal sanctions. These sanctions have been placed against the Iranian nation for what the Western side says is the nuclear program. But you see, 10 years after the sanctions were imposed, nuclear sanctions were imposed, the number of centrifuges in Iran have increased from 300 in 2003 to 19,000 right now. So it means that the nuclear sanctions have not worked. They have not been able to slow the work of Iran's civilian nuclear energy program. And the sanctions themselves have been targeting the ordinary Iranians, targeting the patients in hospitals, cancer patients, diabetics, hemophiliacs. These people have suffered because of the sanctions, these inhuman sanctions imposed by Russia, China, the United States, and the European Union have caused a lot of pain for those patients and their families. And the Iranians need to know what they're getting in return for slowing down the work at their nuclear facilities. It's their right to know that. And the other side, the P5 plus one, needs to tell them very, very soon exactly what it wants to do regarding the sanctions.
Mr. Hamid Reza Emadi, Press TV's newsroom director with us. Thank you very much.